Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Now it's home. Starting off 5A East action on a very tough note. The Lady Bombers fall to Jonesboro tonight by a score of 39-30. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Dewey and Sons player of the game. And I'm going to end up going with Az Yates. She ended up being Mount Holm's only double-digit scorer of the game with 11 points on the night. She had a really good first half, including a couple of threes in the second quarter. Also from Mount Holm, 9 on the night for Kate Gilbert, 6 for Emma Martin, 3 for Leah Jackson, and 1 for Anna Grace Foreman. She was 1-of-2 from the free throw line late in the final period. Jonesboro ended up with 2 players in double figures. Ariana Hardaway led the way with 13 points. Destiny Thomas ended up with 10 on the night. 9 for Kiana Hardaway, 5 for Lakia Scott, and 2 for Lexi Laws. Mount Holm did a little better job of handling the ball than Jonesboro. The Lady Bombers ended up with 9 turnovers. Jonesboro ended up with 13 turnovers. Some key turnovers there in the late in the final period, as Mount Holm was trying to mount a comeback after trailing by as much as 11. But Jonesboro was able to hold them off for the 9-point victory. There were 4 lead changes in this game, 3 of those coming in the first half. The last one, once Jonesboro took the lead back in the third quarter, they did not relinquish it. And also, this game had 1 tie as well in the first half. So with the loss, Mount Holm is going to fall to 11-3 on the season and start off the 5A East at 0-1. Jonesboro will improve to 7-6 and 1-0. So again, Mount Holm girls fall by 9, and that's going to wrap up the girls' portion of our doubleheader, and that'll wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show. We'll come back in about 4 minutes and get the second portion of our doubleheader started in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home falling to Jonesboro, 39-30. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.